Mom.
Dad.
Mom.
Dad.
Mommy. Mama.
Dad. Daddy-o.
Ma.
Are you allergic to anything? Even if you're not, chances are you know someone who is. Maybe it's minor, small irritation, or maybe it's more serious, perhaps leading to something like anaphylaxis. We take so many precautions for this sort of thing now, to the point where peanuts, a major culprit, are banned in schools, on aeroplanes, anywhere where there might be a problem. And there is talk about how we can prevent allergies and when or when not to introduce our kids to allergens is a key part of this discussion. So when is that and how do we do it? Professor Mimi Tang is from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute and joins us now. Mimi, what do we actually know so far about allergies and their causes?
Yeah, this is really interesting. So what we do know is that rates are going up and they have been for the last decade or two. What we saw was initially rising rates of asthma followed by eczema. But more so in the last decade, we've had increases in food allergy rates. And one of the things we've discovered is these increased rates seem to be related to the Western lifestyle. And what we understand of the Western lifestyle is that it's our reduced exposure to microbes or good bugs, let's say, and also perhaps change in our diet with more processed foods, less fresh fruits and vegetables and fish, which, as it turns out, probably mean that you can't support a healthy gut microbiota. Mm. So these factors together seem to be the most important. Now, there are other sort of exposures in early life that seem to be important as well, things like being exposed to pets, and again this comes back to the bugs we're exposed to, and perhaps also exposure to sunshine or low vitamin D. We haven't really worked out the exact factors that lead to the allergy epidemic, but we know we're sitting in it and we know it's related to the westernized modern lifestyle.
Yeah, which is really interesting because I think sometimes people think that it's hard to know whether we are seeing an increase in something like food allergies or we're just better at diagnosing it and reporting it more.
Well, I think it's probably a bit of both.
Yep.
Most certainly we're more aware and so people are recognising it more. But studies using the same approaches definitely show an increase in rates of allergy problems, but in particular the food allergy rates have increased over the last two decades. And this is what we're especially concerned about because, you know, children can have these life-threatening reactions. Something that's interesting, actually, I'll just mention is we now understand it's the environment that has increased the rates of allergy because this increase has happened way too quickly for it to be due to changes in our genes, right?
Yeah.
So although we know that genetic factors are clearly important in determining your risk for having allergy problems, these sudden increases can't possibly be due to changes in the genes. They must be changes in our environment. And this is where that Western lifestyle I was telling you about comes in. But what we've discovered more recently is it's probably the environmental exposures that you have in the first years of life, from the moment of conception whilst you're developing in your mother's womb through to about the end of your second or third year, that the environmental exposures in that period are what's critical in determining the likelihood and risk of you developing allergy problems throughout your entire lifetime.
Interesting. So does that mean that there are things that we can do to build some more of that resilience, to create that better environment when it comes to good germs, good bacteria, and fighting off allergens?
Well, I'm going to put my scientific hat on now, my scientist research hat on. What I will say is there's a lot of solid, good evidence from what we call epidemiological studies, showing that these modern life exposures are associated with an increased risk of allergy problems. What we haven't been able to prove yet, largely because the trials haven't quite been completed, is whether implementing a change actually makes a difference to reducing your risk. There are a range of studies. We're doing one in Melbourne at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, looking at whether supplementing with vitamin D, for example, might reduce your risk of allergy problems. One thing we have discovered in the last couple of years is that introducing allergenic solids in the first year of life dramatically reduces your risk of developing food allergy to those particular foods. There was this wonderful trial conducted out of the United Kingdom in England showing that if children introduced peanut into their diet between the ages of 4 and 11 months, they reduced their risk of developing peanut allergy by over 80%. Wow. Compared with children who continued to avoid peanut for the first 5 years of life. And there have been other studies looking at egg allergy and whether early introduction of egg might help, and it does seem to be the case. So now, globally, our allergy prevention guidelines have changed to recommend to introduce all solids from around 6 months, not before 4 months, including these allergenic solids such as egg and peanuts and milk. Products.
Yeah, yeah. I know from my friends who are parents, you know, they're all trying to do the right thing. They jump on Dr. Google. There's so much different information about this. Do we need a little bit more clear information about what parents should and shouldn't do when it comes to, you know, introducing food, trying to avoid allergies, that sort of thing?
Well, actually, yes. The answer is always that we need good and clear information, but I think we're doing pretty well in Australia. The Australasian Society of Clinical Immunology and Allergy was one of the first groups globally, internationally, to update their guidelines to indicate that these allergenic solids should be introduced earlier. Anyway, don't quote me, but even as early as 2008, before the studies came out around the peanut introduction, we had already reversed some of our advice to delay the introduction of allergenic solids. So we were one of the first countries to say, actually, there's not a lot of evidence that delaying the introduction of these allergenic solids reduces your risk of food allergy. And then we were amongst the first to modify our guidelines even further to say, well, we should actually introduce them in the first year of life, starting from around 6 months of age.
We know that when we think food allergies in kids, we think schools and food that you can and cannot bring. Is that the right approach to kids that at that age do have quite severe allergies?
Actually, no. Well, let me say it depends.
Yeah.
In the school setting, the expert bodies, including Australasian Society of Clinical Immunology and Allergy, and of course the patient advocacy group Anaphylaxis and Allergy Australia, we both advise that food bans are not appropriate for the school setting. We think it's really important for the child with food allergy to learn early on, as early as possible, how to manage their allergy problems by taking care not to share food, taking care to wash their hands before eating, and things like that, in order to reduce their chances of accidentally ingesting an allergen that they shouldn't eat. So in the school setting, the experts do not support food bans. We do not recommend, eliminating foods, attempting to eliminate foods from an environment. Now, why? Because it's very difficult to police, isn't it? Mm. Chances are you probably cannot ensure that if you put a food ban in place in a school, I think it will be very difficult to ensure that nobody brings in that particular food. And I think it could potentially also provide a false sense of security to the child who's trying to avoid that food. So we'd rather say, well, look, take matters into control yourself.
Yeah.
Don't rely on others for your safety. Take control and secure your own environment by not sharing food, not eating food that you're not sure of in terms of its content of allergen. Wash your hands and so on.
Really interesting to chat with you about this morning. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us on ABC Newcastle and New South Wales.
Thank you so much.
That is Professor Mimi Tang. She's from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, talking there about allergies and kids as we look at parenting.